Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7.
Euro Footy Focus on Game On.
Time to chat European football as we do each Tuesday on the programme. Mark Langdon is with us from the Racing Post. Mark, how are you doing, sir?
Hello, David. I'm fine, thank you. I nearly just about survived Punchestown last week.
Okay.
It's a very heavy Tuesday, and I'm still feeling the effects of that, actually. But I'm other than that, I'm okay.
Now, I have to express some concern that when you're a week on and you're still feeling the effects, I think that says something about your stamina for festivals.
I think that also says something about the pubs in Ireland and in and around the Punchestown area, actually, and the hotels and everything like that. It was a very, very long day. So okay. Fair play to anybody that did more than one day. And I know that there were some people that were there all week, so yep. they must have enormous stamina.
And some people that were there and didn't see a horse from one end of the week to the other. Can I ask you, we had a text just before, I don't know if you were on hold before the break, about people worrying, well not worrying, but commenting on the fact that Liverpool's slump, will it impact on England? Because Roy Hodgson has spoken extensively about trying to recombine club partnerships on the international stage. So Liverpool's end of season slump, as a passionate Englishman, would you have any concerns ahead of the World Cup?
I think I would, actually. Yeah, I'd say a few weeks ago, everybody was really excited in England about the fact that Gerrard was playing so well, and Henderson and Sterling, you know, was on fire. And now, of course, it looks like it's going to end badly. I think that there is some concern, yes, that you know, that Liverpool's players could drag that into the World Cup, particularly Gerrard, because you know, a couple of weeks ago he was sort of this Captain Marvel, wasn't he, that was leading Liverpool towards their first Premier League title, and you saw him in the huddle after the Manchester City game. Then what happened against Chelsea when he slipped for the Demba Ba goal, and then last night there was some criticism of him really towards the fact that he maybe wasn't leading the team in the right manner when it got to 3-1. He wasn't sort of one of those that was sort of, you know, sorting out everybody else and making sure that they got the 3 points. So I think there is some concern, and obviously Steve Peters, the psychiatrist, has done so well with Liverpool. It was a bad night for him because Ronnie O'Sullivan lost the snooker. Liverpool looked like they lost the Premier League, and of course he's meant to be the man that's helping England out of the World Cup. So things are not looking as good as what they did a couple of weeks ago, I think that's for sure.
We spoke about it earlier. If England miss a penalty in the World Cup, his career is over. Talk about European action. We'll start in Italy. Juve, 3 in a row completed over the weekend. Questions, though, over the manager's future, and will he be there despite the success he's brought them?
Yeah, Antonio Conte he's not been a happy bunny throughout this season. He spent a couple of months refusing to speak to the press, believing that they wasn't, you know, Juventus as a club weren't getting enough respect. I think losing the Europa League semi-final was a blow to them as well, because obviously it came on top of the Champions League exit, and that's been a criticism aimed at him, really. That, you know, Italy have done very well domestically, but in terms of the European scene, it's not been very good from Conte. I think that's harsh, because he's somebody that's dragged this club, you know, from a really low position. You think that sort of 3 or 4 years ago, you would never have imagined that Juventus would be back at the sort of top of Italian football, winning 3 in a row for the first time since the mid-30s as well. But yeah, maybe just some frustration building up there with Conte, who is a very passionate manager, and also that there are contract issues with Pirlo and Pogba and players like that. And I think he wants to see the ambition of the club. Can they keep hold of Pogba? Can they keep him out of the clutches of some of Europe's sort of more wealthy teams? And can they have a real go at the Champions League next season?
To Germany, and Guardiola announcing over the weekend that he's to hold talks with the upper echelons of management at Bayern and talk about his future and the future direction of the club. Surely it's inconceivable that he'll depart before next season.
Not inconceivable, but I'd still say very unlikely, because I think he was just frustrated as well. You know, he got a lot of abuse, really, for the way that Bayern Munich lost to Real Madrid in that Champions League semi-final. And again, I think that it just went over the top, really, because you know, Bayern Munich lost a game of football against Real Madrid, who are also one of the best teams in the world. It can happen. And I think it was very wrong to sort of suddenly think that Guardiola's football can't work. And I think he was just sort of making the point, really, that, hey, look, you know, if you've got me as manager, then this is how we're going to do it. It's the Guardiola way or no way at all. And I tend to think that he'll get at least another year there. Maybe he's had a look at things and needs a couple of different players to play the style of football that he wants. I already talked that maybe Javi Martinez could be one of those that leaves the club in the summer. Or I wouldn't be surprised as well if we saw one or two, you know, just differences in that midfield so he can get the football he wants to play. And of course, they've got Lewandowski to come up front who really will add something different to that team.
And that bizarre send-off he got from Dortmund at the weekend, whereas if that was say Suarez going to United, he wouldn't get the sending that, you know, Lewandowski got from the Dortmund fans at the weekend. I'm very tight on time, Mark. Before we finish, what a weekend potentially it is for Atletico Madrid in Spain this weekend.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They could win the league or it could all be sort of blown up again. I tend to think it will go to the final match of the season. They've got Malaga at home, but I think that Real Madrid and Barcelona will do what they need to do to take it to the final match of the campaign. When they go to Barcelona, it could be a case that Barcelona, if they beat Atletico, could hand it to Real Madrid or they could win it themselves. It's all set up for a fantastic finale. I tend to think that if Real Madrid can win their three games, it could be theirs.
Thanks, Mark. Chat to you again next week. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye. Game over.